The House of Commons is the real center of power in Parliament, and it plays a key part in the activities of Parliament as a whole. 而实际上下议院才是议会真正的权力中心，它在整个议会活动中发挥着关键的作用。It consists of 650 elected members of parliament now. 目前下议院由650名当选议员组成。But how MPs, members of parliament, are elected? 那么下议院的议员是如何当选的呢？The UK is divided into 650 areas called constituency. 整个英国它分为了650个区域，这些区域被叫做选区 constituency. During an election, everyone eligible to cast a vote in a constituency selects one candidate to be their MP.
在选举期间，每位有资格在选区投票的人呢，都会选出一名候选人作为自己当地的议员。
The candidate who gets the most votes became the MP for that area until the next election.
在这个选区得票最多的候选人，他在下一次选举到来之前呢，就成为该地区的议员。
The main functions of the House of Commons are lawmaking, raising and spending public money, and acting as a watchdog over the government.
下议院的主要职能是立法、筹集和支出公共资金、充当政府的监督机构。
First, lawmaking.
首先我们来看立法。
The Commons has a significant role in the legislative process.
下议院在整个的立法过程当中扮演着非常重要的角色
to react to the initiatives by the government or MPs.
即他对政府或说议员的倡议提出反应。
In Parliament, bills pass through 11 stages, 5 of which are in the lower house.
在议会中法案它需要经过11个阶段，其中5个阶段就在下议院进行。
First reading, second reading to debate on principles,
有首读或者初审，二读辩论原则。
Third reading to debate on details,
三读呢辩论细节。
Committee stage, which is taken in standing committees,
委员会阶段呢是以常务委员会的形式进行。
And finally, the report stage, with the amended bill reported back to the whole house.
最后呢是报告阶段，将修正后的法案汇报给全院。
The second function of the Commons is raising and spending public money.
下议院的另外一项职能是筹集和支出公共资金。
Parliament's permission is needed for raising and spending money.
公共资金的筹集和支出呢，它是需要得到议会的批准。
And the third function of the Commons is to act as a watchdog over the government.
下议院的第三项职能是监督政府。
Parliamentary scrutiny is carried out in several ways.
那议会对于政府的审查有几种方式
,such as their questions, debates, committees.
比如说通过提问、辩论以及委员会审查。
And of course by the opposition parties,
当然还有来自反对党的审查
especially Her Majesty's opposition,
特别是来自女王陛下的反对。
Question time in the House of Commons often involves the discussing of financial provisions, participation in general policy debates, and asking questions.
那下议院的质询时间通常包括讨论财政条款、参加一般政策辩论和提问。
In which hostile opinions can be voiced.
在提出这些质问的时候可以表达敌对意见。
Members of the parliament ask questions of government ministers, including the prime minister, which they are obliged to answer.
议会成员可以向政府的各位部长包括总理提出问题，而总理及部长们有义务回答这些问题。